June 21st, jealousy. The next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and began to contradict what was spoken by Paul, reviling him. Acts 13:44-45. Jealousy. It kills marriages, destroys friendships, makes the workplace unbearable, and in some cases, hinders the preaching of the gospel. We can see from today's Bible reading, coupled with yesterday's reading, that jealousy brought much trouble to the mission field for Paul and Barnabas in Antioch of Pisidia, as well as Iconium. In the church, I've seen it cause good workers to quit, leaders to quarrel, staff members to speak ill of one another, and whole congregations to implode. How can this happen among a group of people who call themselves Christians? 1 Corinthians 3:3b gives us a clue. For while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way? God's word tells us that if we live according to the flesh, we will die, Romans 8:13, and if we live by the Spirit, we will also keep in step with the Spirit, Galatians 5:25. We cannot keep in step with the Spirit while walking in the fleshly way of jealousy, and we sure can't be a Christian witness or a leader in the Lord's church while living this way. Ask God to remove jealousy from your way of life, and then keep better in step with the Spirit.